Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update from Manx Radio, a 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man, plus background to the news, Manx sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, and the newsmakers in person, including tonight, what does the Eastern Area Plan mean for all of us? Once it was Manx Tales, now Manx Life magazine has gone forever. The everyday miracle of organ donation commemorated in church, Isle of Play's new adventure playground at Balafton Park, and all about Lel Katrina, Colby's ancient dead hen celebration.
And Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First at 29 minutes to 6, the news headlines, Faster My Ed Oldham.
Faster My. The Cabinet Office risks creating a serious overprovision of housing in the area planned for the East. That's one of the conclusions of Inspector Mike Hurley, who held an inquiry into the draft document, which zones land for development in the most populated part of the island. Dentists need to be available in the right parts of the Isle of Man. That's according to Ramsey MHK Laurie Hooper, who is asking about the island's oral health strategy at this month's sitting of Tynwald. Having heard from residents in the north struggling to get an appointment with an NHS dentist, Mr. Hooper wants to see progress. Local actress Samantha Barks is set to take on the lead role of Elsa in the West End's musical version of Frozen. The star announced the news on Twitter, saying she is beyond excited to join the team. Shows are due to start in March 2020. Further afield, the boss of the prison's service has apologised after a man freed in error carried out a series of sex attacks on women and children. Joseph McCann has been found guilty of 37 charges, including rape and kidnap. An autistic teenager who threw a six-year-old boy from a viewing platform at the Tate Modern told police he wanted to be on the news. Jonty Bravery, who has pleaded guilty to attempted murder, says he wanted to highlight how unhappy he was with his mental health treatment. Boris Johnson's insisting there will be no checks on goods going between Britain and Northern Ireland after Brexit. That's despite Labour claiming otherwise. And in sport, Anthony Joshua has weighed in ahead of his heavyweight world title boxing rematch with Andy Ruiz Jr. He'll be lighter than when he lost his belts to the Mexican in New York in June when they go head-to-head in Saudi Arabia tomorrow night. Those are the headlines. I'll be back with news in full at 6.
Man Benham Advocates. Call us on 639 350 or visit manbenham.com.
27 minutes to 6.
Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there's a strong wind warning out in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours and later a gale warning. Tonight on the island, dry, partially cloudy. A moderate wind coming in from the west and 8 degrees Celsius. For Saturday, Jasan. Dry and cloudy in the morning, patchy showers on a fresh west-southwesterly, and then the afternoon, oh dear, a strong southerly wind turning gale force bringing heavy rain. It will go up to 10 degrees, but it won't feel much like the overnight minimum 7. For Jadooni, Sunday, sunshine, scattered blustery showers on a strong to gale force westerly, top temperature 8 degrees. Late on, a brief period of severe gales possible, and we go down to 6 degrees overnight Sunday into Monday. Sunrise tomorrow morning, 22 minutes past 8 o'clock. High waters at 3 minutes past 7 tonight. The overnight low tide, 11 minutes to 2 a.m. And Saturday morning's high water at 13 minutes past 8.
For the latest high-tech windows, doors, conservatories, fascias and soffits, visit Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom in Snugborough.
A document which could have a significant impact on the built landscape of the most populated part of the Isle of Man has been published today. The report into the Eastern Area Plan inquiry, compiled by independent inspector Mike Hurley, was released by the Cabinet Office this morning. Mr. Hurley's made a series of recommendations on both strategic and site-specific implications of the government's plan to zone land in the east. Policy and Reform Minister Chris Thomas, MHK, has thanked all those who took part in the inquiry process and paid his massive respect to the Cabinet Office planners for the work throughout. He discussed the recommendation with our local democracy reporter, Ewan Gorn.
Basically, what the independent inspector has said very clearly is that the majority of these new homes will be located in Douglas and Onchan, making the best use of existing urban areas and previously developed land, aka unused building.
Do you think that's welcome news to those who were championing Brownfield and were disappointed with the Greenfield allocation?
Well, it's a bit simplistic to see about pleased, displeased, winners and losers. users. I don't think that's the focus, because I'll come back to that in a moment, Ewan. But then he continues, the inspector, on page 9 of the report, if people want to go and read it quickly, that those new homes should be in sustainable extensions to settlements, to those settlements. The focus will be on high-quality, well-designed housing, supported by the right infrastructure, including education and healthcare provision, open space, recreation opportunities, adequate transport and utility services. The existing character of the smaller settlements around Douglas and Onchan will largely be retained. And you can guess, and your listeners can guess, where those are in the Central Valley and in other parts of the area. But to come back to your question, winners and losers, disappointment, pleasure, I don't think that's the way to look at it. I think we should all be celebrating the process, and there's much more of the process still to come.
Should we be celebrating the process? The only reason I ask that is I actually did a piece for the radio a couple of months ago whereby those of the public who did take part felt they were intimidated by the legal professionals on display from both the Cabinet Office and the developers. So should we celebrate the process in its entirety?
I don't think there was intimidation. I think there was courtesy.
Well, people claim there was.
Yeah, and I would hope that some people will regret some of the language they used. It's never been the case that the Minister for Policy and Reform and the Chief Minister wanted to concrete over the fields of the Isle of Man. It's never been the case that anybody proposed flyovers and dual carriageways. What we've got in here is a realistic assessment of where we are in terms of the island's development. We've got confirmation of political aspirations for the future of the population, for infrastructure to support that population, for development that respects open spaces, the landscape, the wonderful environment that we have in the island. And I think we all ought to actually celebrate the fact that planning has helped us to get to a better consensus, I hope, in a few months. So we'll now in Cabinet Office consider what this report says, and as I hope everybody else will do before they start being nasty about people and things and so on. Then Cabinet Office will consider whether to make modifications, and I'm sure there will be modifications.
Will you be actively considering changes that have been recommended?
Yeah, that's all covered inside law, and the whole point of an inquiry and a consultation more generally is to remember you've got two ears.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom. MT ClearSound. Personalise how you hear your mobile phone conversations.
The decision, an emotional wrench. The words of Managing Director of Man & Media Group, Steve Brown, following the announcement that production of Manx Life magazine will stop after several decades. Mr. Brown's father started the magazine in 1984. Then it was Manx Tales as the in-flight magazine for Manx Airlines. Then in 2000 was delivered to every home on the Isle of Man as a free publication after changing its name to Manx Life. Steve Brown spoke to Manx Radio's Tim Glover.
Because of the emotional tie that the company has had to the magazine, we've kept it going. But once you start to add increased costs into that equation, you start to go into negative territory. And we had to make a decision. And it's a business decision, a hard decision to make. But we've made it without the loss of jobs, which was vitally important from my perspective. So that's where we are.
The press release says you're now going to really focus in on Business 365, that
yeah,
publication.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, funny enough, Business 365 started off as Money Media, which was a publication that came out of Manx Tales. It used to be a supplement in Manx Tales. And we've got every intention of keeping that magazine going. We want to distribute it still through Isle of Man Post, who do a great service for us. And also we're going to introduce a lifestyle section, Simon. I think we're going to see what we can do with that.
That's certainly the hope. And just going back to Manx Life, I think one thing to stress, Tim, is that if we'd carried on, we'd probably had to move away from our core principles of the magazine. We've always kept a high proportion of editorial to advertising, and that's been a key principle of what we do, so that people have a proper magazine to read. It's not an advertising sheet. Now, to balance the books, we'd have probably had to change that ratio to such a point that it would not be a valuable publication anymore, and we don't want to go down that route.
No.
We'd rather sort of pull out while we still have something that we're quite proud of. But going to Business 365, it's obviously a very successful business magazine. And over the years, in the last couple of years, we've introduced more kind of lifestyle travel items into it, because we appreciate that it's not just business people that read it. And I think there's plenty of room in the magazine for a strong lifestyle section. So that is the plan, and that's what we're hoping to introduce in the next couple of months or so.
Yeah, and that's going to be an increased distribution as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll increase the print run and make sure the magazine is a lot more visible. It's quite visible at the moment. We want to make sure it's more visible than what it is at the moment, yeah.
And that's quite a competitive area as well, isn't it, with publications?
Yeah, it is. There's a few publications out there. We're all we're all fighting for the same advertising revenue pot, you know. It's but that's not something I have to worry on a day-to-day basis about. That's more what Sarah has to worry about, which is why she gets beaten up on a regular basis.
Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Ben McCree left Heysham at 4 minutes past two this afternoon, arriving in Douglas shortly after six tonight, heading out at 7.45 for Heysham, arriving there approximately at 11.30. Of course, the Ben McCree is the only vessel on duty at the moment, passenger duty. Manan will resume her seasonal services into Liverpool on March 27th next year, the first sailing of the year to Dublin. It's going to be 28th of March next year, Belfast April the 8th, and into Liverpool March 27th.
With more than 900,000 special offer seats available during 2020, visit steam-packet.com.
Organ donors will be remembered tomorrow with a special service being staged for the first time at St George's Church in Douglas. It's been organised by the local charities Organ Donation Isle of Man and Transplant Isle of Man to celebrate the lives of donors and those who've benefited as a result. Diane Taylor's the main organiser of the event, founder of the Organ Donation Isle of Man and a member of Organ Donation Committee at Nobles Hospital. She spoke to Manx Radio's Tia Welsh.
It's for anyone whose life has been touched by organ donation or transplant, and it's a remembrance and thanksgiving service to remember the donors and also for the transplant recipients to be able to come and, you know, also light a candle for their donor. Grief stays with you forever, whether it's your child, your husband, your wife. So it's always there, and it's a comfort to know that part of them lives on. I lost my son, it'll be 12 years in January, and he was just 15. And his dad and I agreed to donate his organs. We hadn't talked about it, so it was a decision his dad and I had to make on his behalf. We know it would have been what Daniel would have chosen to do had we have had that conversation. The organ donation part of it is, it's comforting to know that he lives on. And I'm also very, very proud that he was able to help people. And so for me, you know, personally, you know, the service is special to me because, you know, my thoughts will be with my son on the day, and I'm going to be a proud mum lighting a candle along with his dad and his brother and sister to remember him and recognise, you know, for what he did.
What do you hope people can take from this service?
Organ donors, they save lives. They'll never know, obviously, that what an amazing gift they've given to somebody else. But they should never be forgotten for what they've done. We're hoping the service will help anyone in whatever way that perhaps they're struggling. There will always be someone here for them if they need to.
Do you hope to continue this in the future?
Yes, that would be the plan. I'm hoping that everyone, you know, gets something out of it on Saturday.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, powered by Y Manx.
16 minutes to 6. Collett Bolton and Company have completed the transfer of business with Gelling Johnson Farrant. GJF is one of the oldest legal firms in the Isle of Man. As of the 29th of November, GJF transferred its business and associated staff to Collett Bolton, including the managing director Elizabeth Parks, who's become senior advocate at Collett Bolton. Around 2,500 jobs have been secured as Clinton's, after the greetings card chain was sold back to its existing owners as part of a rescue deal. The retailer went into administration and then was immediately sold to Esquire Retail, a new firm set up and controlled by the Weiss family, which has owned Clinton's for 7 years. Clinton's have been struggling due to business rates pressures, fragile consumer confidence, and what they said was the lack of clarity about the taxation of online retail businesses.
WiMAX Technology Communications Services. Find out more on 641199 or visit wimanx.com today. The Stock Market Report. brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
Global equity markets were higher in the afternoon trade, boosted by signs of progress in the China-US trade relations and a better-than-expected US non-farm payrolls report. The euro was steady against the dollar, which was headed for its worst week since mid-October. Oil prices gained and were set for weekly gains ahead of the OPEC Plus meeting, which kicked off today in Vienna. Gold edged lower as uncertainty emerged from mixed messages on the US-China trade negotiations. In corporate news, paper, news and packaging group DS Smith was the biggest riser, bouncing back from losses. On the downside, Phoenix Group Holdings lost ground after saying it had made a £3.2 billion cash and shares offer for Swiss Re UK Life Insurance closed book consolidator Reassure Group. At the close, the FTSE 100 was up 1.5% at 7,239. The DAX in Frankfurt was up almost a percent at 13,166 just after 5 o'clock. The Dow Jones in New York was up just over a percent at 27,996. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index in New York up a percent at 8,650. And the S&P 500 in Chicago up a percent at 3,148. On the exchange markets, the pound is worth $1.311. And €1.18.6 in the commodity markets. The two biggies, gold, down just over a percent at $1,459 an ounce, and Brent crude up 1.25% per barrel at $64.06.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsey Crookall. Ramsey Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers, and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsey Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramseycrookall.com. Ramsey Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather.
Here's what's happening across the Isle of Man if you are sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, diving, or surfing this weekend. The inshore coastal weather's forecast is windy across the weekend, cloudy but dry for much of Saturday, heavy rain developing later in the evening and overnight, scattered blustery showers for Sunday with some sunny intervals. The sea temperature across the weekend, 9 degrees. On Saturday, the wind will be westerly 5 or 6, backing southwest 7 during the afternoon, occasionally gale force 8 overnight, veering west later. Wave height is 1.8 metres, becoming 3 metres later, wave period 5 to 6 seconds. High tides are 8:13 a.m. and 8:03 p.m. On Sunday, the wind westerly force 7, occasionally gale 8, veering northwest overnight. Wave height 3 to 3.5 meters. Wave period 6 to 7 seconds. And high water is at 3 minutes to 9 a.m. and 5 to 9 p.m.
If you have failed double glazing units, Manx Glass and Glazing can help. Call 674-573. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
Good evening, it's 12 minutes to 6 on Manx Radio.
Manx Radio, sport.
Faster my, Chris Cave.
Faster my, good evening. We'll start with rugby, and Northwich are the visitors to Portishead in North One West this week in what should be an epic battle. Both sides are on the fringes of the promotion places, and defeat for either could leave them facing an uphill task. Northwich won home and away last season, and Douglas will want to set the record straight. The squad, after suffering a few dents in the last month, looks like it's close to full strength again, with Harry Raven and Paul Leavers both having a run out with the Celts last Saturday and appear to be in good shape. Mike Dunnett is also set to return. Kick-off at Portishead is 2:15. In football, leaders St Mary's can give themselves breathing space at the top of the Canada Life Premier League this weekend when they welcome a round to the bowl. The Saints halted Corinthians' six-match winning run last time out and can go 3 points clear at the summit with victory this weekend. Further afield, Chelsea are free to make new signings in January after winning an appeal to have their transfer ban reduced. They couldn't bring anyone in during the summer after being sanctioned for two windows by FIFA for breaching rules on young players. The Premier League club now successfully appealed the decision to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Leicester manager Brendan Rodgers has signed a new 5.5-year contract with the club. He's taken them to second in the Premier League this season after joining from Celtic in February. Rodgers had been linked with the vacant Arsenal job after Unai Emery was sacked last week. And Anthony Joshua has weighed in ahead of his heavyweight world title boxing rematch with Andy Ruiz Jr. The Brit will be lighter than when he lost his WBA, IBF and WBO belts to the Mexican in New York in June when they go head-to-head in Saudi Arabia tomorrow night. Ruiz will be heavier than when he stunned Joshua at Madison Square Garden.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
Here's what's happening across the island. The Matrix signs currently reporting no problems, but if you're approaching a Matrix sign, it is saying don't drink and drive. That's an instruction, by the way. The Broadway Junction with Douglas Promenade still closed from the Broadway Junction to the junction with Derby Road. Access to residents maintained via Derby Roadside. Main Road in Colby, temporary 24-hour three-way traffic signals for highway drainage work. The Onken to Gradle, King Edward Road, temporary three-way 24-hour traffic signals in operation to enable railway works. There's a temporary closure on Peel Road of the footway between 41 Peel Road to the former Wool Control Centre, Dandara. Bashing down the old Ethel garage site at the moment. Glen Road in Laxey, temporary closure from the Churchill-Rensall Hill junction to the junction with Minorca Hill, of course, there. And Laxey is open while Laxey has been sorted out post-floods. So for all your guidance and information, a comprehensive summary of all the travel news and issues on the Isle of Man for trains, planes, boats, buses, roadworks and Douglas Promenade at manxradio.com. In fact, the Prom's got its own website, myprom.im. From Ronald's Way, the news is just a few delays. The London City 10 past 5 still not departed. 25 past EasyJet to Liverpool left 3 minutes late. The 25 to 6 Dublin left on time. Later departures to Manchester, Liverpool, Edinburgh and Gatwick and Bristol reported on time.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions, 670-145.
Well, how much do you love your bike, your vintage bike? Are you a biker? Well, one particular businessman has lost his job due to the fact he was caught smuggling a vintage bike, and that is the boss of Garuda, Indonesia's national airlines, being sacked over allegations that he smuggled a classic motorbike into Indonesia from France. The chief exec, Ari Askar, has been accused of failing to declare the importation of a Harley-Davidson and two folding bikes, thus avoiding £82,000 in custom duties. In addition, Garuda itself is facing questions over its finances. In June of this year, the airline was ordered by the country's financial watchdog to restate its financial results for 2018 due to accounting errors.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Big day today. It's the 6th of December. It is Lael Katrina, which is celebrated on the Isle of Man every 6th of December. James Franklin from Culture Vannin, explain more to Manx Radio. What is Lael Katrina?
Traditionally, around the Isle of Man, the different chapels used to hold a fair on their particular saints' days. And the one in Colby, a keel which has now disappeared, was dedicated to St. Catherine. And so on this day, they held a fair. What makes it particularly interesting and unique is what went on at the fair.
So tell us more. What does happen? Or did happen? Or both?
Well, at the start of the fair, the story is that the young lads of Colby would walk around solemnly processing two by two with their hats off in this mock funeral procession with a dead hen. And they would sing a song, the words of which in Manx translate as, St. Catherine's hen is dead. You take the head and I'll take the feet and we'll put her under the ground. And this was sang around the fair, which obviously was fun, people selling, fun things going on, and this mock funeral went on. And then these young lads then took the hen to the pub, where they held a wake for the hen, and they might have drank a fair amount of alcohol, I imagine, after which they then took off the hen's head and feet, and they did indeed bury it in the ground, and then they took the body of their very sad and departed friend and ate it in the pub next door and gave them a chance to drink more beer.
What's the sort of history of this event then? When did this take place, or when do we think it finished taking place perhaps?
Well, it all sounds like a lot of fun, this. But of course, having a saint's day and doing something which is quite so sinister as holding a funeral for something you eat, this is the sort of tags you would have for a pre-Christian belief. It's reminiscent of sacrifice and things like this. And so we suspect that it's very, very old, before it became this slightly silly thing. Before that, it would have been rather more religious, we imagine, and it would have gone back a very long way. It began to fade out at the end of the 19th century, and there are records of it, and particularly of the song, happening, and newspaper reports, into the 1890s, we believe.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Douglas Council's invested £50,000 in a new adventure playground for children aged between 4 and 17. In partnership with the charity Isle of Play, the authorities created a new area called Lester's Yard at Blafton Park. The playground's named in memory of Stuart Lester, a lecturer and leading figure in the field of play. Although a soft launch took place this year, the new area won't open officially until next year. After 6 o'clock tonight, Tony Meppam and Dave Christian on the air with Chris Cave for the Friday Sport Preview. By the way, if you want to comment on anything on Update, email update@manxradio.com or write to Manx Radio, Douglas Head, Isle of Man, IM1 5BW. We always like to hear your comments, complimentary or critical, about news broadcasts on Manx Radio. Thanks to newsreader Ed Oldham, producer Howard Kane. I'm Andy Wint, and I'll be back with another update Monday evening at 5:30. Have a terrific weekend.